Welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast, hosted by Dr. Becca Tagg. We support clinicians who have been bitten by the entrepreneurial bug, looking to strengthen their practice to better serve their clients, employees, and themselves.
Hello, and welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Becca Tagg, and this is session 81. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about creating Google Sites. And I don't mean like creating a website necessarily. I'm not sure what the right word to be there is, but if you're using the Google Business Suite, so you've got your Gmail, the Google Drive, your calendar, documents, all those different things from your organization is through that Google Suite of services, this might be a helpful session for you. What I'm going to talk about is that we created an intranet. So basically, it's an internal web page that can only be accessed by employees of Del Mar Center for Behavioral Health, and that this is a way or a place where you can store information that looks like, for us, it's an intranet. So it's an internal web page that I created where I moved some of our policies and procedures and clinical documents and forms and a variety of different resources that can be hopefully easily navigated by team members wherever they are, right? So that's one of the positives, is that it can be accessed by any team member at Del Mar, no matter where they are, as long as they have internet connection and can get into their Del Mar email. And that it's separate, it's not on our web page, so it's just can be accessed by those internally. We had previously had something like this that could be accessed on the website. We had a page that was password protected on our website. The challenge there was that sometimes when somebody separated from the organization, we would forget to change the password. Or when the password would be changed, then we would forget what the new password was and we would have a difficult time getting in there. So I learned about Google Sites and created an intranet, and it's been helpful, and so I wanted to share it with you guys. Again, a reminder that my technology is not my strong suit. So if I call something something that's the wrong name and it's a more technical term and you're familiar with that as a technology guru, I'm certainly open to that feedback. And I will describe it in the best way that I know how, thinking that perhaps other business owners or managers or leaders or supervisors may have my same limited understanding. So you log into your Gmail account. You're, again, that Google Suite account. So again, this is for if you have business service with Google that you use that has a variety of different options, different services. So Gmail, the Google Drive. You log into your email, and then in that top right, there are those, it's like nine dots. When you put your cursor over it, it says Google Apps. And if you click that, you know, your account and Google Drive and Gmail, Sheets, Documents, Calendar, all of that shows up. Well, there's something called Sites. And if you click that, it will take you to where you can create a new site. So there's a red button that says create, and you can kind of click that, and you can do classic or new. There's different pros and cons to the different ones that honestly I'm not totally sure about. I ended up with going with the new site, and you click that, whichever one you choose, and it's going to bring you to a bunch of different options. And so you can kind of look through, I must have done the classic one, not the new, because when I clicked new, it didn't look like that. But you create it, it's going to walk you through different templates and different designs, and then you just start to create. And it's very easy. It's really drag and drop. Before this, we had a lot of information in the Google Drive in a bunch of different folders that was fairly well organized, but it's hard to know where stuff is, or if there's 100 documents, people forget, myself included, which folder it went into, and it can be hard to find. There is the search bar, and sometimes I come up with weird names, not intentionally, but I might name a document something thinking that makes a ton of sense, but then somebody else might not think that name makes sense, and then that gets in their way of finding it using that search bar. So I learned about these suites or these sites from Google Suite. And so I created this intranet where all of Del Mar team members can access it. So once you create your site, you can just drag and drop information in there. And it can be a great internal website for team members to use to access information. And it's pretty visually appealing. It's fairly easy to do. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of the information that we put on the site. So you land on a home page, just like on a web page. And I think this is another piece of the pro for the site is that people know how to navigate websites, right? We are all pretty accustomed to navigating websites to find information. And so when the materials are presented in this way, people have a pretty good idea about how to find information. Whereas on the Google Drive, it was a little bit more difficult for people to find what they were looking for because you're really searching through files. So that was another one of the pros when looking at different options. We also looked at having a printed handbook, which we've done before, but things change. And so then what do you do with those paper copies? How do you make sure everybody has the most up-to-date copy? Things are just changing more frequently that a hard copy was a bit too static for as dynamic of an organization as we are. So you land on this home page that has our logo and it says, "Welcome to the Del Mar Center for Behavioral Health Intranet." There's lots of information here that's also available in the Google Drive. You can use the links on the left-hand side of the screen to navigate to different areas to find the information you're looking for. And so to kind of describe, there are icons on the right side of the page with direct links. And then there also is a navigation bar on the left side that all of the titles of the different pages are hyperlinks. So we have a link to policies and procedures. And that is a common used link, right? So if you click that, it will take you to a list of a bunch of different PDF documents for things like our disciplinary process or our dress code policy or our illness policy or PTO policy, the protocol if you're running late, sexual and unlawful harassment policy. So a variety of different policies are listed there that then people can search by their title and they're organized in a fairly easy to see manner. There's also a calendar. So the calendar is synced to one of our Del Mar calendars. So it has links to when payday is or the days that we're closed or on specific days people need to make their bonus card selections for our values-based bonus card. So there's different things on the calendar that might be helpful for individual team members. Another page that we have is the directory. And so the directory has everybody's name, their position, their phone number, their email. And then I'm working on figuring out how to get a little picture icon next to their face. I know it can be done. I also know I'm limited right now by my own knowledge. So that can be a nice just directory internally, right? Particularly now that we're not putting RBT photos on our website. I want people to be able to kind of see everybody's name and put that name to a face, particularly for new team members, and then have an easy way to click a link and be able to contact that person right away. We also have a page that's BACB resources. So it's a variety of resources directly from the BACB and a link to the BACB website to be sure that those who are working on our ABA teams have all the information in an easy to navigate place, right? So we have the RBT Code of Ethics. We have the RBT Competency Assessment, the RBT Handbook that was just released, which is a great resource. as well as our BACB professional and ethical code, code enforcement procedures, some considerations for self-reporting. So all of those documents that the BACB releases to help us be the best behavior analysts, assistant behavior analysts, or registered behavior technicians that we can be, we're putting all of that into this intranet so that there's a place that the team is regularly accessing that is connected to this information, right? So we're reducing that barrier to accessing those resources because it's right here on a site that they're regularly accessing already. There's also a link to our state and federal notices. A lot of these are just copies of those posters that we are required and some that we elect to have up in our staff suite. So things about equal opportunity employment, earned income credit, minimum wage. North Carolina has a labor law poster. Some OSHA information, a drug-free workplace poster. So a variety of different posters that we have in PDF form that are available here as well. We have a folder for AccuPoint support. You guys know that we, or many of you know that we are avid AccuPoint users. And so we have a variety of audios, videos, task analyses to walk team members through a variety of different activities that they may engage in the AccuPoint system. And so while we're training them in person, sometimes I need more than one exposure to the information to learn it. And so by creating these recordings and hosting them now on the intranet and previously in our Google Drive, team members could watch or access that information as much or as little as they need. So there's a lot of information in there, and that's probably a frequently used set of information. We also have some clinical resources. So if you click on that tab, there's some PDFs about teaching social skills, expanding reinforcer assessments, some ABC data sheets, some different preference assessment information, just a variety of clinical information that may be helpful for team members. Then we also have an ADP folder or page that has a bunch of information. We use ADP for payroll, and it's also connected to our retirement, so that's in there. And so then there's that, there's the final link says sitemap. And if you click that, it'll list all of the different pages that we have entered. And so that's on that navigation bar on the left. And then again, under our logo on the right, on that homepage, there's some icons to the frequently used links like policies and processes, the calendar, AccuPoint support, BACB resources, our directory. So there's a variety of different things there that we have added. There's also some other pages that I've not added, but we could absolutely use. And there are things like announcements. So if you want to send an announcement out to your team, there's an announcement form that can be embedded or added to the this internal site. There's also options for discussions. So adding like a discussion page or a discussion area might be a nice way to, particularly for the home-based or majority of home-based groups, you can kind of engage or promote engagement through participation in discussion board or discussion activities. Might be a neat way to kind of really build that camaraderie, that community, when that can be sometimes a little bit harder when you're not always in the same physical location. You can add links to different videos on YouTube. You can embed photos, links to different maps. So maybe I would want to put a map if we were going to be meeting, let's say we were doing a Del Mar all staff event and it was going to be at a particular place. I could do an announcement and then use the map to show where it was going to be. There's a bunch of other what they call gadgets. So I think there's a search bar that can be added. You can add additional text bars. You can put a table of contents in there, a hyperlink that will take you somewhere else. I mean, there's lots and lots of charts and graphs, presentations. There's tons of different things that can be added to what we call our intranet or this internal website that we use as another way or another place where we're putting a lot of the organizational information for team members within our organization that it seems to be a bit easier to navigate for team members and has been sort of, we took a poll, an informal poll, and it seems to be more preferred. So people are enjoying the layout of the intranet website more than navigating things in the Google Drive. They're feeling like things are easier to find. It's more aesthetically pleasing. And I think some of that goes back to people are used to going to websites to find information. In this sort of digital age, I am regularly going to websites to look for information. So the topography or the chain of behaviors feels comfortable for me. It's something I know how to do. And if we're talking about finding policies and procedures and important information, I want to make that as easy for my team as possible. And so if they're saying this is a way that works for them, gosh, I want to give that a try. We did take a look before we decided on this intranet, we did take a look at some of the different HR systems. So like Bamboo HR, Trainual, I might not be saying that right. And there's a variety of others. For us, those weren't as good of a fit simply because we have like a learning management system. So we have a bunch of informational training modules that are videos with quizzes after and have interactive pieces that are hosted elsewhere. ADP, who does our payroll, that's where our PTO is tracked, our payroll's there, our retirement's there. So a lot of the other HR systems had way more in it than what we needed. And so for the cost, it just didn't make sense for us at this time. Of course, that could change in the future. And for now, this is a good fit. The site did not, there's not an additional cost for it other than the cost of the time to put it together. That again, because we already had the materials, it really was drag and drop and has been fairly easy. Also an opportunity for me to practice not being paralyzed by perfection, right? So I want it to look just right, whatever just right means. And so I'm reminded of what my dissertation chair, Dr. Matt Porter, told me, which is the best dissertation is a finished one. And so that has become really a mantra for me that done is better than perfect. And so I'm getting the stuff in there and organized. It's not perfect, whatever perfect means. And it's still being rated as preferred over the Google Drive that we were using previously. So I hope that this has been helpful. If you're using that Google suite of products and you decide you want to do a site to create an internal or an intranet, I'd love to hear how that goes for you. As always, time is one of our most valuable resources. So I want to be sure to get the information out there and stop, right? So that you can decide what you want to do with the next chunk of your time. I appreciate those of you that are joining me today, Dr. Becca Tagg, on the Business of Behavior podcast, and those of you who have joined me ongoing, right? If you enjoy the podcast and you found value in different episodes, please leave a comment or subscribe so you don't miss an episode, or give feedback on those stars, right? iTunes really uses that information to determine how many episodes are available or how many sessions are available at a particular time. We have 81 sessions now, so you can't access all of them through that app at the same time, but you can go to www.thebusinessofbehavior.com and access all of the podcast sessions from 1 to 81, clicking on that podcast link. And you also can take advantage of some other resources in our store and some CEs that might be available. I hope that this has been helpful, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.